to start to just, like, because I think I'm being a little bit too subtle about some defense. Because I'm...
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, interviews, all that. We just aren't. Like, we're not going to figure it out.
I keep forgetting.
Like,
I keep forgetting how closely...
Because the other thing is that you are, like, now that I've been DMing more, it becomes so clear to me how little characters and players pick up on.
Yeah.
Something that seems so obvious to me.
Yeah, that's something I'm definitely...
All clear to my characters.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to make a quick meta
check,
and this is going to be good. I think we're going to have plenty of time for this and still end before 10, actually.
Awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, I'm going to start with your question. So the first thing to do is, what language... Does anybody remember what language specifically... what words specifically... The Oracle referred to about Eros' dream.
Eros, missed that completely, sorry.
Eros' dream?
Yeah. He said it twice, actually. Or two or three times.
A hunter? What was that?
It was a hunter dream, right?
He said hunter.
Yeah. What is that? What language, though? What do you mean?
No, just spelled the words.
Just that word.
What kind of language?
They were asking, like,
what else did he, when he kept saying the hunter, what is he returning to? Back and forth.
The hunter, the hunter, the hunter.
The wolf?
No. Never said wolf once.
Oh, Verossus? He was talking about Verossus?
Yeah, he was talking about Verossus. And the dream of the card.
He never said the card.
No, he never said the card.
He very specifically. And you're on the right track, so I'll let you guys have that.
Yeah.
One. He said the hunter.
Yeah.
Verossus,
yeah.
The hunter. Verossus.
Okay.
He said this a couple times. And then he moved on to... Then you said us. Then he bowed and apologized.
Oh, okay.
That was
then,
one.
Then we moved on to the hangman.
Then he moved on to the hangman.
The hangman.
Okay. So Q might pick up that... There is a link being suggested there.
Are they one and the same?
No.
They're not the same.
Are they?
But
predator friend?
No. But somebody else, Stefan's friend, is hunting.
Yeah.
Is hunting Verossus.
So it might be the same person.
Yeah.
So Eros's dream might be of the hunter who Stefan's friend is hunting Verossus.
So we might be able to meet him.
We might be able to meet him.
The Oracle did not indicate this in this session. But I think Ever would have gotten the feeling of doing the right thing, of having done the right thing, when Ever just kind of goes, I had a dream about Eros. It was the worst dream. Ever feels accomplished that something had happened. The kind of meta behind this is that Ever has completed what the dream had suggested. In a certain weird way.
What was Ever's dream?
Ever's dream was just of the concert.
Yeah, I think that was it.
The concert?
The concert at the end of the worlds.
About Eros?
Yeah, the fire engulfing. Ever found it to be the worst dream ever because
because the world was being destroyed.
Because Ever was Eros.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was the worst.
It sucks to be Eros.
Okay, so
Ever
feels like a burden has been kind of like lifted. Feels a little bit better, more rested overall. This dream no longer bothers him. The stranger is still bothered very heavily by the hangman, but he feels a little bit better knowing that the hangman is Boltzmann, and Boltzmann is okay.
Well, the last time we checked.
Yes. The final piece is something is a very, very small thing, and I was wondering if anybody had gotten it so far. Has there been a recurring symbol anywhere?
Besides cloaks and hoods and robes and darkness?
Yeah, that's because everyone just wants to be secretive and shit.
Black. Some black. Blonde.
That's a pretty common color.
Okay, yeah.
A recurring theme?
A recurring shape.
Cute.
The mouths.
Square.
The mouths.
Q would have definitely picked up on the fact that several people that he has talked to
mm-hmm.
I've specifically looked at his hands.
And Hugh's hands?
Anytime they talk to Hugh, they look at his hands and check it over.
Oh, I never knew that.
It's been a subtle thing, and Hugh isn't usually paying attention because he's usually like yelling at arrows.
Oh, of course.
But looking back,
sure,
he would have also maybe looked at people's hands. A lot of people looked at his hands, just like a recurring thing. It's not something you pick up on very easily, but if everyone just kind of looks at your hands, you maybe get a notice. And Hugh probably is the only one who would have picked up on this distinct pattern.
The pattern that everyone else would see.
Why Q?
Yeah.
Q has a memory for it. No one else has very high intelligence for it.
So everyone else would have noticed if they had high perception.
Yes. They would have noticed it happening. And Q doesn't have very high perception.
No, he did not.
But he would have picked up on the pattern that people check his hands. Specifically, the people who have checked his hands. Dara checks his hands very frequently.
This is true. You always look at my hands when you play Dara.
There's another subtlety, is that, What? You think Dara's a spy?
Are we looking for a spot? Spot? Circle? What? Black spot?
A circle?
Circle, yeah.
On the hands, you mean?
Does Keith check his hands recently? No, he's not.
Does he look at his hands, like, in this moment?
Yeah.
It's his finger.
Skew is now done.
The ring finger is longer. This is...
Yeah, the thumb, the skin is peeled back.
No, Q doesn't have anything on his hands.
What are you doing?
But,
here we go.
Are you sick?
Yeah. That's why I'm drinking tons of soda.
Yeah, you got poisoned by who knows what. Gortok had to come around.
He licked Gortok.
He smelled Gortok.
There is a very cold air coming through in a mist-like seepage as the oracle drifts away. And he says, good luck. At that moment, you see a figure with hands kind of wide.
Wait, where is this thing?
Just far from this gate.
How big is this? Guys, what's that?
It's very far away, but it feels like you're getting closer to it.
Guys, what the fuck is that?
Even if you're sitting on the ground, you feel like you're being pulled towards the figure.
No.
Is Q wearing a blanket like that?
Yeah.
So the figure is standing still, but
what is it?
And you're moving closer.
The distance is changing.
The distance is changing, but you feel like the ground is moving really towards it.
I try to feel the ground. Is it real ground?
Feels solid.
Like,
so
can I move it
like,
though?
Like that
can you move it
closer?
Yeah.
It's not made of stone.
Okay. That's what I was. Because Ever tries immediately. He's like. And then. Internally.
It's still getting closer, but it's looking past.
Past us?
Yes.
Is it like a, is it a woman? Is it a girl?
It's definitely a feminine figure.
Okay.
Do we have our weapons?
Does Eros draw his crossbows?
Of course.
Eros draws his nunch. No, no, he has crossbows.
Oh, okay.
In fact, all of you are fully geared.
Okay.
And my dagger.
Oh, shit.
You have your dagger.
Nice. Gonna be useful here.
You also have the frog. But it's asleep. Who is Dara's sleep
spell? That would be Ever.
I had it last.
Yeah.
Does it sit on the other shoulder of the rope from the frog?
Frog is just in my pocket.
It sits in the pocket and it hangs out. Does it just sit inside the pocket? It usually climbs out slightly and hangs out.
So is Dar on the shoulder?
I guess.
Yeah.
If you have an open pocket, it'll hang outside of the pocket. Just kind of like
what happens to the doll?
The doll is just sitting there.
What the hell is going on?
Oh god, that's your stuff. Like, I'm outside, we're like, we have no communication outside as far as we can tell.
This sucks.
Wait, is DT with us?
DT is not with you.
Oh shit.
This is a dream.
I'm gonna block my mouth.
Who goes there?
You feel the room
shift
very suddenly.
Are we in front of that figure now?
As it turns to you, it feels like you're jerked in front of it.
Eyes open.
Yeah, you too.
Where is he?
The hair is very long, and it's a very tattered sort of nightgown.
Are you looking for me?
Shh, what are you doing?
As it looks around, you feel being pulled away from its line of sight. It's as if it's standing still and you're being shifted back and forth.
The world's rotating around it. Yeah.
Rather than the world, it looking around the world, it's rotating. Who's not here?
Are we all there?
Yes. Who's not here? Who's not here? Was he here? Was he here?
Who are you looking for? What do you want?
Oh! Her hair swoops out of her eyes. Or it would, but she hasn't.
Oh my god.
She is instead a very wide tooth grin. For me, she reaches down.
Where's she go?
And finally, you notice that she has no hands. And she's chewing very clearly. Crumbs are flying all over the place.
What is she eating? You don't see?
It's very hard to see, but the crumbs just kind of scatter all over.
Oh.
But there is no hand, and you don't see what's picked up. You see no eyes, but the mouth is there.
Is the scouter on?
You're the scouter?
Yeah. Can I turn the scouter on?
Yes.
Alright. Trying to get a reading on the
It doesn't read here.
That's nothing. No data.
Okay. Time to kill it. Whatever it is. Haros is going to try to...
Don't shoot it.
It turns towards her eyes. And she looks... Toys?
No, I'll stay behind me.
Yep.
Someone else? Shoot. She's reaching towards the doll.
Oh, we got him. Just, you know, give it away.
The doll flies through her hands.
That's fine, time to leave.
Such nice hair. A brush of yours.
No! Kuro will use Divine Call on the doll. To pull the doll towards him.
Oh my god.
Kuro will use Divine Call?
Yeah, on the doll.
The doll flies to Kuro.
He takes the doll. What do you want?
The doll flies back to him.
No!
Do it again.
Q marks the aberrant, whatever, the specter.
Pretty hair, and she's playing with it. Pretty hair, and she's brushing. Shh.
Dora.
No, she picks up the head. No. She has it.
Is the disc anywhere in here?
No, there's no disc.
Can we just shoot this thing?
We're gonna get us all killed.
A stranger asks,
who are you?
Who? Hear a flapping of wings, and you see tiny moths fluttering around you.
What are you?
Why are we here?
Do you like butterflies?
No, really, we gotta go.
What about butterflies?
She has many butterflies.
They're very clearly moths.
You have many butterflies.
Like a swarm of moths kind of like cloud around you and they just flap. Her eyes look very excited, cheery, but also as if she is constantly on the verge of tears. Incredible.
What else do you want? I'll give you three. To the count of three, to tell me what you want.
Where is he?
Who are you looking for?
I thought
it was in the face.
Tell us who you're looking for.
Just. Oh, sorry. You're right. There's no eyes. There's no eyes. There's no eyes. I apologize.
Okay.
But the mouth.
But it's like the eye shape would be exciting.
The eye shape?
Yeah, the socket.
The socket would be very
exciting. It's like a thing, right?
It's just kind of. Twitching the face.
That's worse.
There's no eyebrows.
We feel to see the bone structure.
Yeah, the bone structure. The mouth frowns in unison, smiles, and then frowns,
and then
smiles.
Okay, that was it.
Is this
cute?
No, hold on. Who are you looking for?
Let's keep him safe.
Boltzmann?
Who?
Let's
keep him safe.
Who? The Oracle.
It's fine.
You're also getting free dance about the virus. About that thing.
Tears are streaming down from my existence.
They're all shoot.
Slide first.
Eros, wake up!
Ever stays home. All the time.
Ever, except on the floor.
Excuse
me. Oh, God.
Wait. The doll, check it.
Ever, what's wrong with you?
Is it sewn?
No, the doll is perfectly intact.
Alright, the doll leaves and knocks on the door. You guys had the same dream?
There's a girl at the top.
What's
yes.
It?
Is it the granddaughter?
It's Mark's granddaughter.
Eros about to shoot her too.
Eros, what are you doing?
Evil.
What are you doing?
Evil.
Yes, you are doing evil. Stop doing evil, Eros.
Is everybody left the room?
Fine, yeah.
Yeah. You guys. Eros, hold on.
Has ever remained in the room or left the room?
Ever climbs out the window and goes up now.
What?
Ever's done.
The end.
So DT is still in the roads.
Yes.
With columns.
Yeah. Mark's granddaughter is at the top of the stairs. Is that your friend downstairs?
What happened to Dara?
Your friend is scary.
Q runs past.
He goes downstairs.
Goes downstairs. Eros follows like this.
The stranger also goes downstairs. Does everyone follow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But carefully. Eros not running like...
She might just be talking about Gortar, but let's see.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Eros goes last because he doesn't want
to. Hugh's screaming, Dara.
Dara!
Oops. No. When you reach downstairs, it's different than you remember. And there's this weird... There is no if.
Oh no.
But two very sad, exciting, and sad again eyes.
It's like,
what?
It's like the same thing.
Couple of scared badgers walk forward, kind of nervously present cookies.
Is there anything? Oh, to the thing?
To the woman.
Okay.
She takes cookies.
Does she have hands?
Yes. And drops them, they disappear.
Crumbs?
Crumbs fall over.
He marks the creature.
Arrows raise. She sees. Not audibly, but ringing in your ears. Dara is sitting there, writing.
Dark.
The woman stands behind her. He plays with her head.
Oh no.
Q runs forward.
Eros fires.
Fires?
Yeah.
Roll your attack.
Well, what happens next?
Right.
What do you think? Oh my god, no!
What?
Did you roll a one?
Oh no! Oh
my god! Wait, what is it? Is it a one?
It's a one.
Oh my god. Oh. Okay.
Alright. Do it.
Whenever Ross rolls a one, I gave him this power. Whenever Ross rolls a one, he has a 55%
yeah.
chance to get over a 10. 10 or above, and that will count to a
one. Oh, no.
It's called Ross again.
Okay.
Ross
I'm gonna roll it.
Oh my god.
Ross it.
As you fire the bolt, she's brushing Dara's hair and it's
right, yeah, okay.
So
right.
We'll attempt to use Divine Call on Dara.
Dara lurches forward and looks very confused. She pulls back.
Oh shit. Yeah, just like the thing.
It continues playing.
Should okay.
What? That's another one.
Oh no, this is the worst. Eros has another chance to Ross.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But what if Eros fails this one?
It will be...
What level of failure?
It will be exponentially better.
Okay.
Wait,
this is it.
Wait, can I use something to help him?
Oh, no. This is outside
of
the realm.
Single action.
Oh, no.
This is the realm of chance.
This
is
your chance now.
Oh my god.
It's so close to the one. It's right next to the one.
Thank you, Oreos.
No, what kind of Oreos
is
that? Thank you,
Oreos.
No, thank you.
Oh my god, I think this is what I'm doing.
Eros fires. And it flies past Dara's head. Invisibly strikes the woman.
Okay.
It's much higher than she. She screeches and disappears. And as she dissipates, her mouth, she's still screaming horror, and she looks at Eros and disappears. And the mist has vanished.
Okay.
And the light returns to
the room. Hugh runs at, continues to run at Dara. Dara! Dara! He's like shaking her.
What? stumble through the front door. DT and Carlos.
She was like,
okay.
Are you playing with Darth Eric?
Yeah.
She's like, dude, I just did that. She's like,
it's 9:53.
And this is where we're going to stop.
Nice.
So two people stumbled.
The two people are...
Two people?
The people are Carlos and the Bunnyhead.
No, Carlos and the Bunnyhead came down.
Oh, okay, okay. Two people stumble through the door, and we don't see who they are.
You do.
Oh.
It's actually three people.
Who?
Yeah, it's actually three people.
Come to the door.
Q! Latari! I don't remember what 3 days' time actually means. So we're gonna do it tomorrow. In case that it was supposed to be today, tomorrow is the friendship off.
Thanks.
Are you busy? Am I interrupting?
Yes.
Yeah.
I apologize, Key Latari.
Okay.
Tend to your business. I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Why does he do
that? Come on, Mr. Burger. Come on, Mr. Burger.
No, I
should. We have to leave him alone.
No, I should.
Are we supposed to stay here?
No, I should.
You're right. Come on.
That happens every time.
Can you... Who's the third person?
Stop yourself.
Yeah, who's the third person?
The third person is, Stefan.
Okay. Oh, that's a good time,
though. Okay. I'm gonna stop the recording here.
Oh, my God.